Well, once again, it is time to be joined by our good friend Ruth Epstein of the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. So good to hear your voice.
It's
Not bad.
good to hear your voice, and
Yep.
we've got it's not exactly a super busy time of the year, but we've got some stuff we can talk about this morning.
Absolutely. As you well are aware, it's budget season, so everybody's got their boards of finance and hearings and meetings going on. For the most part, people are okay with their budgets, but one never knows until the final vote. So there was a meeting in Canaan. The finance board looked over that one. They're taking it to a town meeting on April 22nd, to a town hearing. There, Sharon had some issues with its school board proposal over the, the minimum budget requirement law. And they're trying to get hold of the state. It's very confusing, and nobody seems to really understand how the formula was made. So they're trying to get a meeting together to discuss that. Cornwall this year is the one town that got hit with increased enrollment costs for Housatonic. So they're working it out, but they do have a spike. And the rest of the towns are pretty much going along. And we do have the Region 1 referendum coming up, so on that budget, which is up 2.2%. So that's in early May, and let's hope people come out, as we always say. So we had an interesting story in Canaan. They are John Considine is proposing to make the Christchurch Episcopal into a restaurant. That's the stone building that's been sitting empty for several years. He's got some great ideas for using the whole property there. And we're going to follow it along and see what happens.
That's the property that organization took over for a while, right?
Right. And the group that was in there, the religious group, didn't work out. So John has purchased the building, and he really it's got some interesting ideas.
It
So,
could make a great little restaurant and retreat and for weddings and stuff like that. It really is an interesting property.
yep. I mean, he's got and then there's the bell tower, and he's got thoughts about putting in just have intimate dining in there for one party, and having the church and the parish hall connected, so you'd have a restaurant and pub in the church and a bar, and then connected to the parish house where you'd have the kitchen and a more fine dining. So there are pros and cons from people who don't like seeing a church made into a bar, but others are saying, hey, use the building, and don't let it deteriorate. So it's an interesting concept.
Yep, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I hate to see the building just sit there, and it needs to be used. Lots of, as you know, people, three select first selectmen are not running again. We have Charlie Parati in Canaan has announced he's not running. Henry Todd in Falls Village, and Brent Colley in Sharon. And the only one so far who's come out is Casey Flanagan, the Democrat in Sharon, who has thrown his hat into the ring. So he'll be on the ballot for November at this point.
So it looks like we'll have a look at once again a younger generation, maybe a first selectman moving in.
That's right. That's true. The continuation of the problem with herbicides being put on the tracks by Housatonic Railroad continues. There's a lot of concern, and Cornwall has been in the forefront of this, I won't say argument, debate. And now some of the other towns are joining in, and they're hoping to get a meeting together with state officials, local officials, and the railroad to see about their concerns about the herbicide being sprayed near homes and to near wells. There's concern about killing of trees along the tracks. So a lot of talk about this and a lot of angst. So people, the town officials are really hoping to sit down at the table and work something out. It's been an ongoing issue, as we know, for years. And in Falls Village, they rejected Frontier's proposal to put in fiber optic in about 70 houses in remote areas. The town had the option to spend $350,000 to do that. Frontier is wiring other easier, most of the town, majority of the town, but these outlying areas they said are just too expensive. And the selectmen thought it was a good idea to bring in, you know, to spend money, town money on this. But the Board of Finance voted down bringing it to town meeting. So it's not happening.
For those who aren't going to get it, they should really check out Starlink, because for $600 now for the equipment at about $100 a month, they can get probably in 90% of that area high-speed internet service that way. So it's not a dead end for those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen you report on that, and hopefully they'll look into it. Yeah. So, and again, you know, fiber optic is and broadband and connecting to the internet, it's all part of the push, you know, for bringing people and more businesses to town. So we'll see what happens.
All right. You know, the Sharon Playhouse sent me a note. They're looking for housing rental for the people that come into town in between June and August. They're willing to pay $1,500 to $2,000 a month for rent if people are interested. They can contact Sue Coco. It's SCUOCO at SharonPlayhouse.org.
They're going to have quite a robust season, I see.
Yeah, they put together a pretty interesting season. And there's a Red Cross blood drive, which is coming up very shortly at the Hotchkiss School on April 20th from 1 till 6:15, as a matter of fact.
Ah, good.
So there's some things going on. And as you mentioned, the budget hearings are out there. And I guess Cornwall has their budget hearing coming up on the 21st.
Yeah, I've got to get my calendar all in order here. There. Could go to a budget meeting or hearing every night of the week. Had an interesting talk at the Cornwall Library yesterday on a book by Alex Prudhomme about what presidents like to eat. Yeah, and this is, it's a book that's become quite popular on the scene. And Alex, who is a Cornwall native, was there talking with Adam, who was interviewed by Adam Van Doren, and it was a very interesting afternoon. And I would suggest people who are interested in the politics of food get a hold of the copy.
Did they have a good turnout for that? Because I interviewed him, and he was just a terrific, terrific interview.
Yeah, he was great. Yes, they had it, actually. They turned people away. You had to watch on Zoom after, you know, those who were registering late. It was full house. And he was very interesting, and lots of little tidbits about presidents and food that was really very, very interesting. And Marshall, I think we should, you know, put out another warning about how dry it is out there and the brush fires. And people should really take heed about not, you know, burning leaves or burning brush or anything, because it's a tinderbox and we're seeing our firemen out there fighting these brush fires. So.
You know, I've been sitting here in my studio at Noble Horizons looking at a beautiful view of the mountains and the trees and everything. And then I saw that a couple of days ago, we had the warmest temperature in the country at Hartford at 94 degrees.
Yep, it was unbelievable. At least you're in a nice air-conditioned room, right?
Air-conditioning room with a beautiful view, except for everything else that goes along with that. They have a great staff here. They treat me well. It's a great way to rehab, and I got a great view out there. So, yeah, and, you know, we're going to get a cool down again, and there'll be some rain, but it's going to take a while for these grounds to get less dry, so people should really be careful.
Yeah. I mean, they've had some brutal ones. So I hate to hear the fire alarms go off for
Yep,
that.
absolutely. All right, Ruth, it's great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to be back with you, Marshall. Everybody is rooting for you to get out and get going again. And we look forward to seeing you out there.
Thanks, Ruth. We'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Take care.